So what company were you in?
K Company.
K Company. Were you on the railroad tracks or were you on the river?
No,
on the river, on the Divina?
Yeah, yeah.
On the river?
Yeah, that's where he was. Not on the river, but between the two.
I see. Mm-hmm. Kodish?
Yeah, we do all the places back there, yes.
Right, I see. Great.
Yeah. No, I went out from Muskegon, you might say. I got nothing with a bunch out in Holland here. No. I went from Muskegon.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah. I think the people around here are basically from
Company D.
Yeah, all these are all D Company.
Right. Mm-hmm. Here are some picture postcards, I guess, that Mr. Slaw had.
Oh.
Thought you might like to see those. There's different, the peasants.
Oh, yeah. I got two old cars lying upstairs, too, yes.
Uh-huh.
See, they're cutting logs and print timbers over there doing. That looks natural.
Yeah. Right. Is that the kind of a house you stayed in?
Oh, we didn't have no house at all.
Where would you house?
No house at all.
You just out in the open?
I'll tell you the truth about it. I don't like to peddle it all over. At the same time, though, our company was K Company, you might say, and we had a regular army officers, you might say. We was in there, and I wasn't inside the building till Christmas.
Is that right?
Out in the open all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. It must have snowed, though, too.
Snow, good gracious, no name for it.
Wow.
Yeah, we was like wild Indians, what he was. Yeah. It's so much different what the people in France had.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but, did you ever stay, like, they build houses for you after a while, though, right?
No, we never had a house. We went to around Christmas time. We went to Arcadia, you might say, just for relief, for food.
Oh, I see.
Got different clothes. We had no clothes either, to speak of.
What did you have to wear? Didn't they supply?
Just ordinary clothes, yeah.
Didn't they supply with overcoats or anything? Or?
Well, overcoat we had, yes, and that's all, too. They give us a sheepskin and land coat, too, one time, you might say, but of course, then the British, they had been a priority there, you might say. They took them away from us again.
Huh.
Oh, talk about England.
Really?
I've always said, if they start England against war against England tomorrow morning, I'll be there.
Is that right?
I would perfect. I got no stinking use for them people.
Wow. Kind of use a bad impression. Were you drafted or did you enlist?
I was drafted, yes.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, in the early part of the war, I tried to enlist to go to Washington State, you might say, working in the timberland there. And of course, I was going to get transferred to Holland. Machine, I couldn't enlist. I'm going to get transferred over here, but they never transfer you on time, you might say, so it's okay too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure, as long as you're going in. And then you train. I don't know if you remember this guy, Petropoulos. This is a picture that he gave us of Camp Custer. Do you remember Camp Custer?
Oh, yeah, I was there too, yeah.
It's really yes. Quite an amazing picture. Mm-hmm. How large it is.
I got something like that bigger than that too, yes.
Oh, is that right? So how long were you at Camp Custer?
17 days.
Is that all?
That's the whole reserve.
Wow.
I'd have to go straight into camp here. Never had much training.
Nope. Do you think you should have had more training? Or?
No, but I would have been very good out there. It was very good.
All the training you learned was didn't really help you that much?
No, the training, what training they got in camp here, why, didn't mean nothing. We lived altogether different. But the people that went to France, so much different.
But when did you know that you were going to Russia?
I was in England.
So you went from, let's say, Camp Custer to
England.
To England.
Yeah.
And you trained there for more?
No. We was there maybe, I forget exactly how long we were there, not very long. Maybe 2 weeks, maybe three, I forget. Uh-huh. I forget where it was. Uh-huh. Many years ago.
Yeah.
It's an exercise, that's all you had to. Uh-huh. We was waiting for a boat to go to Russia.
But you thought you were going to France at
first? We figured it, yeah. But then he took a certain amount the 85th Division, spread them up, you might say.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you were just the ones that...
Oh, yeah.
What was, like, some of the first clues that you knew that you were going to be going to Russia?
Well, maybe a day before, maybe. They don't tell us now, because they didn't want them secret, you see.
Who's the leader of your battalion? Do you remember any of your...
Major Young was one of them.
Uh-huh. How about, do you remember a Colonel Stewart at all?
No.
No?
See, our captain, you might say, but he was Michael Donahue. He was our captain, you might say. He was a regular army man. He had a few more army men in there, too, yet.
Uh-huh.
But then, of course, they knew the ropes, you might say. Right. But they didn't tell the private nothing.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But did you have any idea of what you were doing in Russia when you went there?
We didn't know at the time. No, we didn't.
You just go there.
We just kept it dumb, you must. Didn't want to tell us nothing. We just like a bunch of sheep. Yeah, exactly.
What was the trip like over the ocean?
Right through the Arctic Ocean, we had to come in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was that pretty rough, or?
Oh, nothing went down, but we had to go way through the Arctic, you might say, but in the next year, in June, we left there, you might say, we come right through the ice fields.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty neat. Yeah. Did anybody get sick at all, or?
Well, on the way over, they did.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, something got the flu at the time, dumped them over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
We had some French on the board, too, Frenchmen. There's all kinds of them there. There's Canadians there, you might say, and English and Americans.
Uh-huh.
Say that took a sample of everybody.
Did you ever fight what were your duties? What did you basically do over there?
Infantry, what did you see?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's just wild woods, Indians, you might say. Exactly, we lived like Indians, what we did.
Wow.
Yeah. I think like D Company, they never see nothing like our company did.
You were more towards down. So let's see, you went right into Archangel, right? What was like your first impression of Archangel when you got there?
Archangel, when I first saw it, it looked like Northern Michigan.
Oh, yeah?
Exactly.
But did you get to meet any of the people in Archangel at all, or?
Oh, we met some civilians there. Mm-hmm. Civilian people, Russian people, nice people, the civilians.
Mm-hmm.
But the most had gone south of the bunch. You just forced them in there.
Right, right.
Yeah. And some older people stayed at the back there yet.
And so then you went, did you stay at Archangel for a while, or did you go right down? Or?
No, I tell you, we got off the boat that same afternoon, we got off the boat there, you might say, and they put us in an old railroad cars, you might say, old dump cars, like these coal cars got here. Dirty them things, we rode in a dump thing all night towards the south, we've been on the railroad for a ways, and then we cut cross country.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And that was your...
That was my decision, yeah.
Do you remember any of the towns or villages that you went through at all? Or?
Well, there was no village on that where we was. As in Mexico, we was in there because a different place we've been. I forget all of them. Kodish.
Tarasovo.
Huh?
Tarasovo.
No.
Shenkers.
No, there's a different place we was in there, but I forget all those names already, you might say.
Right.
But we went in a while where we was. No villages there. Whatever villages there was there is just the. Where the people live in the village. They live out in the country like we're here.
Mm-hmm.
All in the village, all by themselves.
I see, yeah. But what about, did you ever stay in any homes there?
No.
Russian
homes? Never. No, I should say not.
Mm-hmm. Have any prisoners? Did you take any prisoners?
Oh, yeah, we have quite a few. Yeah.
You ever talk to any of them? Or
they couldn't talk. I couldn't talk to them either.
Right, I see. Yeah. Did you ever get any, propaganda or anything, leaflets?
No, we got nothing. We got nothing. We were just like Indians.
Oh, you're just
we did deserve what it was.
Ah. Then where about your supplies? Were your supplies okay? Say if you lost a pair of mittens, could you get a pair of mittens back or pretty quick or what?
No, I tell you, didn't serve us too much of anything. Towards last, you might say, they even gave us English shoes. Exactly, old boots, what they call them. They wore out. They closed too, they looked like rags. Some were boys too, you might. They wore Russians out there. They wore sheepskin coats with leather pins on, strips on. You put some notes to keep warm. That's what our men did.
Wow.
No, we had nothing.
Yeah.
Dirty their clothes, filthy. For weeks we didn't shave.
Wow. What about the food?
Just as is. Just hard duck, they call it.
Yeah.
Fox biscuit, what it was. Fox biscuits.
Yeah.
But used to feed the foxes here. It wasn't hard duck.
Mm-hmm.
Corned beef, believe. If you got some, you're lucky. If you didn't, you just go out.
How about sanitary conditions? Or just
no sanitary at all.
So did you think before you came over there, did you think you were pretty well prepared in training-wise? Or?
Well, I tell you, I was a countryman. I've been an outdoor man all my life, you might say. I could take it pretty good. I could see things. Some of the other guys, they were just helpless.
Right.
It was, yeah. They were helpless.
They lived in town or something like that.
Nothing.
Yeah. Right. What was your first impression of Russia?
Well, I really can't tell you. We didn't care about it over there because we knew we was in it and we had to make the best of it. Right. That's exactly what I did.
Right.
Yeah. It is what you like. Of course, the boys in France didn't either.
Yeah. But did you have any idea why you were over there? What do you think was the reason you were over there?
Well, in other words, we got, you might say, all of us, the boys, not only myself, but the rest of us. We borrowed to England. England was the pusher of that whole thing.
Yeah.
President Wilson, you might say, he was second term then.
Uh-huh.
Of course, his slogan was too, he went for the second term, you might say, in the winter months. Vote for Wilson, he keeps us out of war. Not that dirty louse, you might say, while he's doing that. And then he got elected, you might say. He was building barracks in Ireland already. Ireland, he was building barracks there for American people.
American.
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah, exactly. In England, see, England controlled that British government, British controlled the whole town, British vassals and everything. Mm-hmm. And what England wanted, as near as we could figure out, too, that not only myself, but I was going to say, they had on timberland, whatever. And the pictures there, too, you might say, them logs, the building here, I'll show you. Yeah. Here they are, I guess. And here, you know. Some of my pictures, yeah. There they are, so that's right, too, yeah. See, England had no timber, whatever, nothing. So that's what they want timber.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And he had a portable sawmills way back then. Portable sawmills.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And they were just exporting out lumber all the time?
Well, they were stealing it. What are they doing?
Huh.
Yeah. And Russian people, they couldn't cut their own timber down. They couldn't cut nothing.
Yeah.
No, nothing. But they would just take it. Just.
What kind of government do you think? Do they want the communist type government, or do you think they wanted that?
No, I'll tell you, the people themselves, they didn't want communism. They just stumbled and took over.
They didn't have much to say.
They had nothing to say. No, a dictatorship. We've got the same shit thing coming in this country right here. We've got it here right now.
Right.
We have, yeah. I'm sorry to say it, but it's pitiful. I told people before already, you might say, this country getting 24 IDs. Oh, no, you're all wet. We've got it already.